ask the Lord maybe please to help me this afternoon. I'll direct your attention again to the 12th chapter of John and reading the last part of verse 21. John chapter 12, the last part of verse 21, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." When we were in the Sunday school, we used to sing a little hymn that went something like this: "I am not too young for God to see. He knows my name and nature too. And all day long he looks at me and sees my actions through and through." Our text here this afternoon is the opposite way round, isn't it? And it could be said, we're not too young to see Jesus. And we're not too old to see Jesus. The difficulty with man is, as I said this morning, he does not really want to see Jesus. Putting it another way, he has not a desire. He has not the eyes to see Jesus. And we sometimes say there's none so blind as those that do not want to see. But friends, we have a character before us who does want to see. We do not know how old they were. That does not matter. We're not sure what nationality they were. That does not matter either. I know it says Greeks, but referring to what we said this morning, that was a name often given to anybody that had taken up the religion of the Jews, who was not a Jew by nature. So I say here, there was something working in the heart of these people who wanted to see Jesus. And surely that is the work of the Holy Spirit. I go a step further. There are people that could not be satisfied with a religion that was anything but Jesus, and a desire that Jesus may be seen and known all amongst them. There's some wonderful teaching in this chapter, and it brought it home very much to me as we read through the chapter of how when Jesus rode up to Jerusalem on that ass, how the children cried, "Hosanna unto the Son of David." They rejoiced to see Jesus. Yeah, some might query and say, "Oh, but they may not understood. They may have followed one another." Yes, and so that is often the argument of unbelievers. It's so often the disputation of those who reject Christ. But my friend, I put it like this. I believe those children, they cried, "Hosanna," for what they had seen and what they had understood thus far. Is that unreasonable, that they should praise the Lord in this way and be thankful for what the Lord had given them with that sight in early years? We do not say to children, you haven't got to say thank you when they're given their food across the table, do we? No, indeed not. But we, just the reverse, we may withhold it until they say thank you. Friend, I say, so may the Lord Jesus put this in our heart today, to thank him, for we would see Jesus. We would be partakers of the gospel. For Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And surely it is sinners that he calls to repentance that will say, sirs, we would see Jesus. Friend, to repent of sin, indeed, is to abhor the sins we once so loved. And therein earnest prove by doing so no more. I say, is it not often a great grief to us because we have reiterated or repeated the sins that we have previously committed? Those besetting sins, those sins that cause us to mourn before God. Who can wipe away those tears of sorrow and contrition? My friends, we may say sorry, we may apologize to those of our fellows in life, but still that does not put it right with God. Friend, there's only one you can put the whole matter right with. Sirs, we would see Jesus. I believe when Hezekiah received the letter from Sennacherib, a dreadful letter, a frightening, threatening letter, a letter which was more than his poor heart could bear, a letter he could not take to anybody else and tell them about. But my friends, he could take it to Jesus. He would see Jesus in this matter. We read that he took that letter up and he spread it before the Lord. Oh, some might say, well, you haven't got to carry all your problems and difficulties and parade them around. That is not so. It's got nothing to do with man. It's between your soul and God, isn't it? It's between your soul and God. You would see Jesus. For to appear before God and confess to him, oh, it can only be done through Jesus Christ, his dear Son. For he has surely said, I am the door. I know I often quote those words, but you know, they are wonderful words to me. They really are. I am the door. No one else is that door. You cannot enter in before Almighty God, a poor, needy, wretched sinner, so black, so vile, without Jesus. We would see Jesus there in our approaches unto Almighty God. Cleanse me, wash me, oh, begin anew within me. That's what a mercy that is. For he has said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I know you may be sick and tired of me quoting that text, but I hope I shall never be tired in quoting it, because, friend, I believe in it. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Bless his dear name. We would see Jesus always, the only way, the only means whereby we can approach unto God. We may indeed have grown tired of putting our trust in man. I say, oh, is not this often our folly, putting our trust in man? I shall never forget I suppose 26 years ago now, having a problem and a difficulty. I took the telephone in my hand and I rang up one whom I esteemed to be one of the Lord's aged servants. And what happened, friend? Put it in a nutshell, the result was this: I was completely and utterly disappointed. I put the receiver down in at last with absolute couldn't believe it could happen. Was the man wrong? My friend, the point was, I was wrong. I went to man before I went to God. Oh, if I could but emphasize this. Oh, both young and old alike, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, we would see Jesus, oh, seated on the mercy seat, ever interceding for us. We may be led to think, well, if I go to somebody who has summered and wintered so much, then surely I shall be delivered from my inexperience, my weakness, my inability to speak. Friend, there's nobody that can speak for you like Jesus, because there's nobody understands you like Jesus. No. We would see Jesus doing everything in us and for us. I say, how compassionate and how merciful is this one. We would see Jesus, him that never turns a poor sinner away. Some folk don't like that phrase, but you know, I like it. I like it. I believe in it, friend, and I know it's true. He won't turn that poor sinner away that comes seeking salvation through his precious atoning blood. So he answers these men and these people, saying, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He uses this humble illustration to set forth his own self and his saving virtues in suffering, pleading and dying for his people. Ever notice this? Jesus, here upon earth, was absolute pure humility in and of himself. He never exalted himself. He never made himself of any reputation. So as we would see Jesus, to know him as a perfect pattern and the way of salvation. For he goes on to say, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life shall keep it unto life eternal. Then, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Oh, to follow him. Has the Lord, I say, put this in thy heart this day, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we not conscious sometimes of that phrase, but they say, but they think, this or that? My friends, we would see Jesus and what he says and what he thinks. Therefore the words of men and the thoughts of men, they stand for nothing. My thoughts, said Jesus, O God Almighty, are not your thoughts, or my ways your ways. He speaks regard to his word, that it shall not return unto him void. You think upon those words. We might think, well, we can plan, the word has come, and we can plan the way it will go, the way it will develop, and what it will bring forth. Is that really so? See how God Almighty sets it forth before us. It is like the rain that cometh down from heaven, or the snow that watereth the earth. Why, it's on the earth, and it softens the dry ground. It waters the plants, and there it filters through the soil, and goes into the streams, into the sea, or into the plant life. And both systems, we know, have the system of evaporation, and so it goes back again into cloud formation again. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. If you cannot trace those earthly things, how can we trace those spiritual things? But we know those earthly things happen. Sirs, we would see Jesus, that we may behold the spiritual things, that the word the Lord has sent into our souls is for our good, for our life and nourishment. No wonder the psalmist said, remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. I say, poor soul, this afternoon, has the Lord given you a word, and you have to cry, take it to him with that prayer, Lord, remember the word. He does not forget his word. But he, my friend, he uses that word for you to draw near to him and to plead that word. He makes sure of this, that you're not ashamed of that word, for he's not ashamed of that word, neither will it be ashamed of it. But will bring it forth to his honour and to his glory. Ah, sirs, we would say Jesus. I put it to you this way. If somebody had said to those Greeks, and what are you doing here on this occasion? They had an answer for being there. But those that may ask the question may have not the answer. They would have said, surely, sirs, we would see Jesus. I say, what a mercy if we are so favoured that we can answer the question well, and I would see Jesus in coming into the house of God. Do bear with me, but another child's hymn, it comes back to my mind. Children, why have you come here? Not to see or to be seen, but of Jesus Christ to hear. Oh, I say, I know it says children, but I say it could be applicable to both young and old alike. We would say Jesus. The prophet Isaiah said, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord. How often coming to the house of God and meeting others, we mention all kinds of things, do we not, other than Jesus. Oh, what favour, I say, if we can say, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, we would see Jesus, that has not cut off the poor sinner, has not cut off him who he has chosen with an everlasting love and mercy from the foundations of the world. We would say Jesus. Jesus speaks often of his people as sheep. And we are not ignorant of the fact that sheep will stray. They go on and grazing and not lift their head up and may push through the hedge and graze the next field and a bit in the next field and so on. I say, is it not so that we're apt to stray also? But we have to confess, Lord, seek thy servant. For I'm like a lost sheep. I've gone astray. Oh, I desire to bring me back. Sir, we would see Jesus. Only Jesus can bring me back to himself. Bless his dear name, my friend. I'm often thankful for the illustration of sheep in his word. I've said this before, I know, but so often people love to ridicule and mock and say they're like a lot of sheep, they follow one another. Well, it's a poor accusation, you know, for there's one mark of a true sheep, and it's this: they don't follow one another, but it is that all the sheep hear the same voice. So you will not be amazed if you find others going in the same direction as you, seeking the same voice or that you've heard speak to you, and their desire to see his face. I say, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They have a desire that they may be seen not as the attendants to man, but our attendants as waiting upon the good shepherd of the sheep, food from his hand. Yes, sirs, we would see Jesus. Jesus feeds his flock, he does. And he does not feed them with any rubbish, does he? Friend, he feeds them with his flesh and with his blood. Or when we come to the ordinance table, those of you that do. What do you come for? Can you say, sir, we would say Jesus? Oh, we would have everything shut out beside. Oh, that we might be alone with Jesus Christ and him alone. There behold him, the broken bread, remembering his broken body. There behold the wine poured forth, as remembering the precious blood shed upon Calvary for the purging away of our sins. Friends, sirs, we would see Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. I say, has the Lord put a desire and a divine inclination for you also to come to the Lord's table? Friend, to please other people, or have you any empty notion of any other thing, we would come wrongly, or you would come wrongly. But when you can say, sir, we would seek Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, as the Lord my shepherd, my Saviour and my all. I desire to acknowledge him. I desire to own him and confess him as my Lord and my Saviour. And we all know that we verily believe the right way to come to the ordinance table through the ordinance of baptism. Sir, we would see Jesus in that. And what's it set forth? The Apostle Paul speaks very clearly on the matter. Why? As entering into the water, we profess and confess that it was buried with him into his death, as dying to the world, as leaving behind the prospects of the world and all that it formerly held out and offered to us. But now we would see Jesus, he who came from above to suffer, bleed and die for poor sinners. Friend, we come like the eunuch who said, what hindereth me to be baptized? Why? What prompted him to say that? And what prompts you to say that? Why, Philip, it was directed to draw near to him, and he opened up the same scripture that the eunuch was reading, and he preached unto him Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus effectively wrought in our hearts, that we too may have that desire also to die to this world. But what before us but to rise again, buried with him, risen again, a newness of life, desires of life. That is not to build an empire, an estate here below, but rather, to find Jesus, has gone to prepare a place for his people in heaven. Sirs, we would see Jesus. And Jesus speaks so beautifully in that 14th chapter of John. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. that where I am, there ye may be also. Friend, what would heaven be without Jesus? My friend, and what is heaven with Jesus? Friend, it is seeing Jesus face to face without a veil between. To see him who loved us when we were born in sin, shapen and iniquity. Yea, he who separated me, says Paul, from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Sirs, we would see Jesus, who so put forth his almighty hand, who led us, who taught us in things that we could never have been taught by man by. We would see Jesus, my friend, even in this present day and age, teaching people the way of salvation. Friend, are not people mocked and set at naught who profess Jesus Christ before all other? But be that as it may, oh, Jesus clearly shows to us that his people are not ashamed of him. So we would say Jesus in such a way that I am not ashamed of him. That often concerns me and exercises me in many things. Am I ashamed of Jesus? Am I ashamed to preach the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I ashamed to preach Jesus, lest people misinterpret what I'm saying and say that I am cutting across the doctrines of free and sovereign grace? Friend, how Satan loves to get at us in the ministry and out of the ministry. But I say, he does not like us to say, sirs, we would see Jesus. For friend, it is he that can save us from the power of Satan. My friend, only Jesus can overcome the power of Satan. We've read today with regards to Mary, Martha and Lazarus. And we know that Mary, in particular, prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, she was a sinful character. But when, my friend, she was brought to see Jesus, I say, what a change of heart, what a change of spirit, how she loved him, how she washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, how she drew forth even the criticism of the religious world about her when she anointed the head, the feet of Jesus with the ointment. My friends, we read that the odour filled the whole house. Oh, sirs, we would see Jesus, to know that heavenly odour of love in a poor sinner's heart, which he has put there. Oh, yes. It does not grow in and of ourself. No, it's that of the means of grace. We love him because he first loved us. Surely the evidence, the testimony of every child of God is, sir, we would see Jesus working in you and for you, and that you have been overcome and reconciled by his love. Whereas we were ashamed, but now we are not ashamed. Oh, so we would say, Jesus. I'll close this afternoon with the lines of the hymn, which says, His track I see, and I'll pursue. Yes, what a mercy if we can say that. His track I see, and I'll pursue. Oh, the way that leads to God. Oh, may He then pardon and forgive all that we may have spoken amiss. But oh, may there be a few handfuls of purpose, a few crumbs from the Master's table, where we lose sight of man, and we can say, sirs, we would see Jesus, a desire in the heart to seek Him, to know Him, and to follow Him the rest of our life here below. Amen.